The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee present Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with William Jackson, Victor Moore, Mortimer Schnurr, Dale Evans, the sportsman, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, our special guest, Hedy Lamarr, star of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production Heavenly Body, and Ray Noble and his orchestra.
Yes, Charlie.
Can I have a few words with you?
I suppose so. What is it?
Well, we've been together a long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Charlie.
Yes, we have, yes. And we're not getting any younger, especially you.
Well, that applies to you too, Charlie.
Yes, it does, I know. I'm growing out of my youthhood, but I'm not as mature financially as I ought to be.
So it's money again?
Well, in a way, yes.
Well, my unfortunate friend, do you mean to say you have no money in your piggy bank?
Not a sou.
Not a sou. Well, how does that happen?
Well, my piggy bank went to market once too often.
Oh, I see. Well, it's a tragic story, Charlie. A tragic story.
Yes.
And it touches me deeply.
It do?
Yes.
Do it go as deep as your pocketbook?
No, it would, Charlie, if I hadn't heard the story so many times before.
Oh.
You are always financially embarrassed.
Yes, it's true.
How is that?
Well, I come from a long line of short people.
Oh, that's... Well, I would give you more money, Charlie.
You would?
Yes. If I didn't think it was wrong and dangerous.
How can a little more money be dangerous?
Well, there might be germs on the money.
What?
Germs.
On germs on the money?
Yes.
Well, that's a new one, yes. Germs on the money. That's pretty good. If that's the case, I must be the healthiest kid in town.
Charlie, you're always asking for more money, though.
But, Mr. Bergen, I'm not asking for more money.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Well, then what is it?
Well, I feel that a man in my position should have a checking account.
Yes.
Yes.
And what is your position?
Well, I'm flat broke. You're right.
A checking account of 75 cents a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what will you think of next?
I'll work out something.
Yes.
I was hoping I might get my allowance for, oh, you know, 2 or 3 months, in a lump sum.
I see. In advance.
Yes. You know, it might give me responsibility.
Oh, I see. Well, I think it would, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I think maybe we can do that, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes. This will be a noble experiment.
Oh, it sure will, yes. You mean you'll do it?
Well, I'll think about it. I'll open a checking account for you and put in $12.
You will?
Yes. Now, that's 4 months' allowance.
Yeah. How soon can I have it?
Well, I'll open your account Monday morning.
Yeah?
Yes.
Whee! Monday afternoon is going to be a one-man run on that bank.
But remember, that money has to last you for 4 months.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Don't you worry, Bergen.
All right.
I'll prove to you I'm a good businessman.
Well, I hope so, Charlie. Then someday, why, you'll be a great help to me when I'm old and gray.
Yes. Oh, yes. I won't do it. I won't do it. A smart crack now might cost me $12.
Yeah. Now, there are a few things I want to caution you about, Charlie. You must guard your checkbook.
Yes, sir.
And you mustn't overdraw your account.
Oh, no, sir. No. Well, there's one more thing, though.
What is it?
Is this bank good?
Oh, of course. I think it's good.
Yes.
Yes, I think they have a reserve of, I think it's around $3
million. $3
million? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that ought to last me a little while. What are the chances of me hitting the jackpot?
No, no.
Well, call out the band and light red fire. Chase and Sanborn Coffee has done it again. It's another great success story for this long-time favorite. In the past year, Chase and Sanborn Coffee has gained more new friends than any other blend on the market. Just take a moment to realize what that tells you about Chase and Sanborn. With everybody shopping for flavor and coffee hard to get, America turned to Chase and Sanborn for its great big bonus of flavor. And now that there's plenty, we remember that lesson for a good long time to come. We've learned that all coffee weighs the same, good, bad, and indifferent, a pound is a pound. But flavor and freshness and satisfaction don't show on the scales. So when you ask for Chase and Sanborn, you get a pound of coffee and then some. Because today's Chase and Sanborn is the finest, richest, most flavorful blend that we've ever made. This week, get Chase and Sanborn.
Say, Edgar. Bill.
Yes, sir.
May I have a couple words for you fellas?
Now, don't tell me that you need money, too.
No, no. No money. Just a few words.
Well, I don't know. Shall we give Mr. Gaxton a couple of words, Bill?
Edgar, I guess we could spare one or two short ones.
Sure. Now, listen, fellas. Now, I'm going to direct a picture, and I'm trying to find a leading man.
Oh.
You know of anyone?
Yes. Probably isn't the type you're looking for, Billy. But you see, I'm tied up as paramount.
Much as that. Gaxton, I know you want me, but Charlie doesn't allow me to appear in a picture without him. It's just one of those.
Yes, well, neither one of you would do, you see. Oh, but yeah. I've got to find the tall, handsome, debonair, smooth-looking young fella, a gorgeous hunk of man, a husky Tarzan who will out-Tarzan Tarzan.
Oh. Well, there's your man, Billy. Right there. Victor Moore.
Oh, no, no. You'd never do.
No, Mr. Gaxton, I know there's a shortage of handsome actors, so I want to volunteer on account of the shortage.
My dear friend, there's a shortage, not a famine.
Now, don't be too hasty. My relatives tell me I have the features of Robert Taylor, the voice of Cary Grant, and the physique of Tyrone Power.
Too bad it all comes out Porky Pig.
Well, I think I'm prettier than he is. But I'd like to get into Western pictures. Don't you think I'm the tough and rugged type that could bulldog a tear?
Well, you certainly got space for it. Tell me, Miss Moore, have you ever made a test for any of these studios?
Oh, sure. I made a test for a studio once. They kept calling me for 3 days. but I never went there.
Mm-hmm. Playing hard to get, huh?
No, I just didn't like what they were calling me.
Well, I'm going to give you a trial anyway. You see, the part I have in mind calls for you to stand on top of a hill and face the camera so everyone can see your big, beautiful brown eyes.
I got those from a mother.
The women in the audience are spellbound and thrilled at your broad, manly shoulder.
I got those from my father.
Yes. As you stand there smiling, we see your glittering, white, pearly teeth.
I got them from a family handed father.
Oh, Mr. Moore, let's face it. You see, you're not the romantic type. Now, look at your figure. You're so big around the middle, you don't even need a belt.
I know it. My pants establish a beachhead, and my stomach holds it.
Well, with that shape, why aren't you wearing a girdle?
My wife got up this morning and beat me short.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Moore. You might have hidden talents. By a strange coincidence, I have a scene from the picture right here. Now, we go over it together.
Me and you? Okie dokie.
Now, I tell you, it's a great story. You see, you will play the part of a strong, dashing hero, and I am a petite Russian princess.
You're a princess?
Yes, I'm a princess. I speak first, you see. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, my little Bobritsky, look into my eyes and whisper those three little words that mean comfort, bliss, and contentment. You know those three little words, don't you, Boris?
Yes, scratch my back.
No, no. No, no, no. Come on now. Let's start again. Now, here we go. Come on.
Boris, my sweetheart, I cannot stand it any longer. Let us run away together. What time, Boris, shall I be ready?
Sonia, my darling, first of all, I must go in the house and shave Mother.
No, no. No, 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 no. That says you've got to go in the house and shave. Mother will be here at 6 o'clock. Go ahead. Read the speech here.
Sonia, your cheeks are the color of rose petals.
Petals.
Your lips are like wine. Your nose is continued on the next page.
You're reading the directions. I've never heard such a bad performance.
Well, why couldn't you change it into a Western picture? That's where I'd really show you some acting.
But I'm not casting a Western picture.
Bang, bang, bang. Give me these boots and saddles. Bang, bang, bang. You old Cullen, give me them there papers or I'll tear up the baby. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
Stop it. I don't want to hear another bang from you.
Bang.
I told you I didn't want to hear another bang.
Well, hey, empty the gun, didn't I?
Oh.
These crimes raise new questions constantly, but each one has its answer.
What new tablet gives you more different vitamins and minerals, yet costs so little to take?
Lady, that's easy. It stands multivitamin and mineral tablets.
Stands must be very expensive.
No, stands cost only 49 cents a package. Stands meet all United States government minimum vitamin requirements for vitamin A, B1, B2, C, and D. Stands take the place of all less potent vitamin preparations. They're based on principles approved by an official committee of doctors. Stands guarantee full potency or money back. Remember, if you're not up to par because your diet lacks vitamins and minerals, nature can give you more pep and vitality with Stands. Get Stands today at any drugstore. Brought to you by Standard Brands Incorporated. STAMS, Stamps.
Dale Evans comes forth with a very interesting invitation. Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Mr. Goodwin accepts for Jerry. Fellas.
I have two eyes, two lips.
Charlie, hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, babe, won't you roll the dice? Eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts to rock and like a motorboat. Oh, babe, I never knew any boy like you.
I just gotta get a girl in my arms.
Roy, are you back? Yeah, you're feeling pretty chipper this evening, aren't you, Baggett?
Yes, yes. Yes, it's a lovely evening this evening. Lovely evening.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's the matter with you? What's that stuff you got on your coat, sir? What's that stuff, Baggett?
It happens to be perfume.
No.
Yes. Eau de cologne.
Oh, he said so. Smells more like an afternoon in a glue factory.
All right.
Hey, what are you? You're looking pretty sharp, aren't you?
Thank you.
What's going on, Bergen? What's up your sleeve? What's on that?
Well, you know who our guest is this evening, don't you?
Yeah, Hedy Lamarr.
Well?
Are you kidding, Bergen? You and Hedy Lamarr?
Yes.
Why don't you give up?
What's so unusual about me feeling a little romantic?
Romantic?
Yes.
Oh, nothing. Only aren't you swinging after the ball went by?
Well, no. All right, I admit I'm not a college boy.
Boy, there's a concession.
Yeah. But there's no harm in trying to recapture my youth.
Capture your youth?
Yes.
First, you better try and recapture your middle age.
No. My dear boy, age is not everything. It's how you feel. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Yes.
How can you say that?
Yes.
You who've been going steady with a hot water bottle
now.
Oh, I can't keep this. Oh, good lad.
Yes, John.
How do you like Bergen? He thinks he's going to go, you know, get someplace with Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Now, aren't you a little optimistic, Edgar? Well, confidentially, I thought maybe you boys would help me.
Help you with Lamarr?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Yes.
What are we, Tim?
All right. I thought I might even go as far as make it worth your while financially.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, that's different. Tell us more, good-looking.
All right. I have always been on the side of truth and fair play.
Oh, no.
Unless there's something in it for me.
Yeah.
By the way, Edgar, how much is there in it?
Well, I planned on giving you 50 cents apiece.
Yeah. Oh, for goodness. Well, you'll get just what you pay for. And keep it cheap, buddy.
All right.
Hello, Charlie.
Cheap is better than
she yes. Well, Hedy Lamarr.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Charlie Wally.
Oh. Hello, Hedy Way.
Charlie, remember the 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. What? 50 cents?
It's 50 cents, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've made the dumbest deal in my life.
Hedy, we've got a TL for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have, Hedy. We know someone who likes you very much.
Oh.
He's just crazy about you.
That's wonderful. Tell me about him. What's he like?
Well, he...
Here's where we go to work, Goodwin.
Yeah. Well, Hedy, this man we're talking about, Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Stop teasing me, boy. Who is it? Is he unattached?
Unattached? Yes, he's practically falling apart.
I suppose he's dark and handsome.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, watch it, good watch him.
Well, he's handsome in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real pin-up boy.
Yes.
He sounds more like a bench pin-up boy.
No, not at all. He's a fine figure of a man.
Yeah, yes, he has a nice figure. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you care for avocados.
And what a body. A fine blend of quality character and deep down goodness. So, what a coffee you're buying.
No.
Your grocer for Chase and Sanborn.
What is this? Hey, Goodwin, never mind your regular grind stuff. Let's get back to the drift, you know?
I'm dreadfully sorry. I was carried away.
Now, tell me more about this Superman. Is he the athletic type?
Athletic, is he? Well, once he swam the Mississippi River.
Oh, when was that?
The day he put in a toll bridge.
You know, I like a man of interesting moods. One who is quiet and conservative one moment and glamorous and dashing the next.
Well, he's a convertible model.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Slightly worn top.
Well, I hope he's well read and a student of the classics. Does he know Chaucer and Tennyson? Is he familiar with Lord Byron?
Is he familiar with Lord Byron? Only last night they had dinner together.
Oh, Charlie, he's dead.
No, he always looks that way. Oh, you mean Byron?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boys, it isn't fair to keep me in suspense any longer. You must let me meet him.
No sooner said than done. Oh, Bergen.
Here I am.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Barr.
Oh, so you're the one they were telling me about.
Yes. I'm the boy.
Well, Miss Lamar, tell me, how do you feel about our client?
Oh, it's no use, fellas. But no one can say you didn't try.
Yeah.
Really, I admire you boys for your loyalty.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
To think you do all that for a friend.
Yes, for a friend and 50 cents.
So that's it. You were doing it for money.
Well, I don't...
Now I'm disappointed in all of you.
Well, but after all, Hedy, we were just trying to...
What wouldn't I give to meet a man who was just himself? Frank, honest, and unassuming.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Miss Lamar. Believe Lamar, Lamar.
Why, Mark, you know, I was just saying I'd like to meet a man who was down to earth. Someone who's really simple.
I guess I got what it takes, haven't I?
Marty, man. Come over here.
No, I'm close enough.
No, no, you're not. Come on over. I won't bite you.
I wish you would.
Now, don't be afraid of me, Mortimer.
No.
I only want to hold your hand.
No, you don't need to.
Now, please.
No, you don't.
Pretty please? Please hold my hand.
No. Why are you going to do it, that's all?
Why not?
Well, I'll hate myself in the morning.
Mortimer, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean?
How can you be so stupid?
I got a priority. Oh, that's
something.
Mortimer, haven't you ever been out with a girl?
Well, sure. I had a date once.
Oh? Where did you go?
Well, we sat on the front porch in a swing. So, boy, did we swing.
What else did you do?
Well, I looked at her.
Yes, you looked at her.
Yeah. You know what she did?
No.
She looked at me.
Oh, she looked at you, huh? Yeah. And then what?
Well, shucks, ain't that enough for one night?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from Edgar Bergen. It was my good fortune during the past year to visit and entertain our servicemen in Alaska, the Aleutians, and Newfoundland. I saw them in the far-off outposts where they were living in anything but comfortable surroundings. But despite their inconveniences, I found them eager and anxious to do their part to destroy the enemy that is trying so hard to destroy us. That means that our men are ready to give their lives if necessary. While here at home, we are asked to do very little more than to invest our money in war bonds. We are not asked to give anything, but just loan our own government the money it needs to provide our men with the equipment and supplies they require to win this war for us. Every person who possibly can should buy one or more additional bonds during this third war loan drive. Ladies and gentlemen, if our men are to reach Berlin and Tokyo, the least we can do is pay their fare with bonds. We cannot afford to fail.
When we all get together again next week, Charlie will meet up with an old pal and arch enemy, Charles Lawton. Since Mrs. Lawton and McCarthy don't always see eye to eye, we're looking forward to a hectic and hilarious evening. That's next week at the usual time. Plus the two Charlies, of course, Edgar Bergen and Mortimer Snerd will be on hand, as well as Victor Moore, William Caxton, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and one of the finest singing groups we've ever heard, the Pied Pipers. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn, coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City.
All over the country, old friends of Chase and Sanborn Coffee are saying, what did I tell you? As family after family changes to this finer, richer blend. Yes, in the past year, more people have been won over by Chase and Sanborn flavor than by any other coffee on the market. And that's only half the story. Besides this record-breaking popularity in private homes, Chase and Sanborn are the leading coffee roasters in the hotel and restaurant field. In other words, where coffee simply has to be good, Chase and Sanborn is first choice. These facts clearly indicate an opportunity for you. It's the opportunity to enjoy more flavor. Better, fresher, richer flavor in every cup of coffee you drink. Today's Chase and Sanborn is the richest, most flavorful, most delicious blend we've ever made in our entire 79-year history. Get some this week. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Copyright Golden Navy.